you and sadness that we learned of Jerry's sudden passing yesterday evening, and I'd like to take this opportunity to offer Jerry's wife and family my own personal condolences and condolences from all GAA Gaels in Leitrim.
He was somebody that had an extensive career within the GAA as a player, then as a referee, and in more recent times as a county board official. He was hugely influential in a major development back in Park Shaw McDermott.
Jerry had been hugely influential in all aspects of the GAA in Leitrim, and if I go back over 40 years to my own playing days, Jerry... I came across Jerry on the playing fields, and then in latter years, his role as a very good referee, and in later years, then he was involved in the county board as chairman. He went on then to become Connacht Council president, and I was on numerous committees with Jerry over the years. He would shock to everybody in GAA, and in most recent times, he was at our last county board meeting less than 2 weeks ago. And was very, very active in his role as Leitrim Safety and Development Officer.
He was somebody that in very recent times, Pat, was involved once again in the development of the new playing surface at Park Shawn.
Yeah, he took great pride in driving that project and kept us all on our toes. And when Jerry was the chairman of any group, you had your role, and Jerry was constantly on the ball to deliver whatever our objectives was. And I'm still in shock because I sat beside him there less than 2 weeks ago when he gave his report. And it's a huge shock to everybody involved, and particularly his wife and family. And it's just come as a huge shock to us all. Jerry will be greatly missed by everybody.
Finally, Pat, what were his main qualities that made him such a successful administrator and chairperson?
Well, Jerry was the type of individual, if you got a call for him to do something, he held huge respect in the county board. You found it very hard to say no to Jerry, and in particular any of the committees you'd be on. He was nearly chair of anything he was involved in. He was the driving force, and he spent hours and hours in most recent past since he retired as a driver for the good of Leitrim GAA and Connacht GAA. I'm saddened at his passing now.